Welcome to the Mindset Map podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Bloomfield, mindset coach and mentor for busy women like you. This podcast will help you navigate your path to confidence, joy, and success, like a sat nav for your brain. So grab yourself a coffee, stick in your headphones, and let's get on with the episode. Good morning. Welcome back to another coffee catch-up episode of the Mindset Map podcast. How are we all doing today? It's Valentine's Day. And yes, I'm aware that the podcast is a day late this week. I was yesterday having a wonderful co-working day with a bunch of lovely ladies. And so I wasn't able to record the episode yesterday, but fear not, I am here with today's episode. And I have a question for you today. And my question is, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Now, I know that you will have something that you want to do. You will have something that you want to try. You will have dreams that you think about a lot. You will have goals that you've created that feel in the future. You will have changes that you want to make in your life, in your business. You will have these things that you want to do, but you're waiting. You're waiting for the perfect moment. You're waiting for things to align. You're waiting for a white knight to come and rescue you from your ivory tower. You're waiting to get the right message. You're waiting to feel something. You're waiting and waiting and waiting. Whatever it is that you're waiting for, you're going to be waiting a long time, because if we just keep waiting for things to be right, for things to feel right, for things to be in the right place, let me tell you, it's probably never going to happen. We are probably never going to feel totally, totally ready to make that change, to try that thing, to do what we want to do. We're probably never going to feel 100% this is the right time and 100% ready. So there is going to have to be a moment where we just say, do you know what? Let's just give it a go. Let's just try this. And maybe what's the worst that could happen? Because the longer we keep waiting, the further off this actually feels. Because one time we may just be waiting for one thing to slot into place, but then we realize actually we want something else to also feel right and something else to happen and something else to happen. And before we know it, this idea that we have is getting further and further and further away from us while we are busy waiting. So let's stop waiting. Let's get moving. Let's take action. Take messy action, even if it's ugly and doesn't feel organized. Just let's take some action. And what I believe is, let's take small action to begin with, because that is a way to ease us into that feeling of, oh my God, I don't feel ready. This doesn't feel right. I don't know what I'm doing. We're always going to feel that. We're always going to feel an element of that. I don't feel ready. It doesn't feel right. I'm not sure. So we have to try something. We have to take some small action to see how it feels. We will soon learn if it's really, really not right. We'll soon be shown. We'll soon learn that we need to have a rethink. We need to do something differently here. We need to move on or move forward slightly differently. But we have to do something. We have to take some action. We have to stop waiting. So that is my challenge for you today. What is it that you're putting off? What is those changes that you want to make? And why are you still waiting? What can you do today? This is Valentine's Day. This is the day of love. This is the perfect day to do something for yourself. So what can you do today to take action towards something that you've been putting off? That is my challenge for you. I would love to know what you're going to do. Do come and tag me over on the socials or drop me a DM. I'm at Rachel Bloomfield Coaching on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. I love to hear from you. Let me know, what are you going to do today to take action on the thing that you've been putting off? Let's all stop waiting. Okay, so there are plenty of coaches out there who are actually strategists. And these people are fabulously skilled at looking at your business and telling you what's working, what isn't, what to do, what not to do. And if that's exactly what you need right now, then I'm probably not the right coach for you. But here's the thing that I believe. deep down, sometimes somewhere hidden, we actually know what to do. But without realizing it, we are blocking our own progress and preventing ourselves from being able to see just what it is that we truly want. We block our progress by not working on our own mindset because we're limiting ourselves with self-doubt, self-sabotage, a lack of confidence, limiting beliefs, the stories we tell ourselves, a lack of resilience, a poor money mindset. Trust me, I have battled or I'm still battling pretty much all of these. So by all means, work on the strategy. But if I can give you one piece of advice that I learned the hard way, please do the mindset work too. So I am bringing you a brand new free masterclass where I'm going to be sharing with you the five most common ways that our mindset holds us back. And most importantly, what we can do about it. The masterclass is on Thursday, the 29th of February at 8 p.m. But don't worry if you can't make that time. Everyone who registers will be sent the Zoom link and the replay for those who can't make it live. So to register for this free masterclass, five ways your mindset is holding you back and what to do about it, then simply hit the link in the show notes and register for free.